Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And somebody just sent me a link. Remember, we were talking earlier in the show about how this Israel lobbyist was actually up there openly talking about how desirable it would be for a new Pearl Harbor to happen to get the United States to go to war with Iran on behalf of Israel. Somebody apparently got that on video. And we've just posted the link to that video. It's on YouTube. And we've just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com. So they're openly talking about, yeah, let's stage a false flag attack to get the United States to attack Iran for almighty Israel, who apparently is not so almighty they can fight their own wars for them. Israel can't fight a war with Iran. Those Israeli children are precious to us. That's what the Americans are for, to throw into the to the fray. And they're openly talking about it right now. So if there is a big bang in the very near future, we know who did it. It was Israel again, to trick the American government, well, trick the American people into sending more of their children and money to fight Israel's wars for them. They've been doing it all along. Bombing of the King David Hotel by Israelis dressed as Arabs. The Levant affair in Egypt, where Israeli agents were blowing up British and American assets and planting evidence to frame the Egyptians, specifically Egyptian Muslims. It's all been fraud all along. British intelligence found documents confirming that Israel staged the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe that made Palestinians look bad and Israel look heroic. And Shin Bet had infiltrated some of the Palestinian groups and said, hey, let's hijack an airliner, take it on down to Uganda. It's just all tricks and deceptions to get the world to love Israel and hate the Palestinians. And over again. Attack on the USS Liberty. Israel was blaming Egypt for it until the Liberty got a radio message out and said, hey, these are Israelis shooting us. And then they fell back on the, oh, it was a mistaken identity, really honest. And anybody who says it isn't, well, you're just being an anti-Semite. The USS Cole, more of the same. And, of course, we know the only people who were actually arrested near the World Trade Towers on 9/11 turned out to be Mossad agents, you know, the dancing Israelis who were cheering and high-fiving and just thought it was a really good thing when those buildings came down, crushing those thousands of people inside. They thought it was great fun. They went back to Israel and were interviewed on Israeli TV saying their purpose was to document the 9/11 event. The video they shot has been classified by the United States government. And the only reason the U.S. government would classify that video shot from across the river of the same scene everybody else was reporting is that video reportedly contains the first plane impact into the World Trade Towers, which would have proven foreknowledge. They knew it was going to happen. They had the cameras set up there to take the video. So now we have this Israel lobbyist last Friday is up there at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy saying how desirable a new Pearl Harbor would be to motivate Americans to go to war against Iran. They're talking about it right now. They're not even shy about it. They're confident that if they go ahead and do this, the American corporate prostitute media will say and say, oh, yes, Iran did it. Iran did it. Just the same way they were during the last 9/11. They were saying, oh, yes, had to be Osama bin Laden, had to be those gosh darn Arab Muslims. They're not even trying to hide this stuff anymore. In their arrogance, they think they'll just get their way. The American people won't say anything about it. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. When we come back, we'll be joined on the air by John Stedmiller to talk about Republic Broadcasting and how you can help us get the message out. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I misspoke. John Stadmiller will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. He's busy. Things are all around. And so he'll be joining us down there. Now, I'm looking at the corporate media, and CNN is running this thing, Clinton, don't trust Iran. And it sort of reminds us all that as we start to finally understand and accept that our country has been subverted by Israel, that all we need to do is look at the people who are pushing Israel's agenda and to know that's who they work for. Because Israel's agenda does not serve the American people. It does not assist our country. It does not make our lives more prosperous. And we know there's a significant part of this country, including all of the intelligence agencies in the United States, are in agreement. It is time to de-link from Israel, to break free from those chains. We know that Americans are war weary. We are tired of fighting wars on Israel's enemies. And so when you see these people getting up there and saying, oh, yes, Iran is bad, you know who they're working for. And they're not working for you, the American people. Reminded of the wisdom of George Washington's farewell address to avoid foreign entanglements. I remember when I was a kid, you know, going to the state-controlled school in that little farming town I grew up in New Hampshire. We were always getting that message, beware of communist subversion. The Reds are coming from you. Keep an eye out. Keep watch for those commies. They're going to transform this nation into something ugly. And it turns out there was subversion of the United States going on. We were just all told to look in the wrong direction. We have all these Congress critters and candidates standing up saying, I'm a friend of Israel. Great. Move there. What we need right now are friends of America in the American government. And even as it becomes more and more obvious that the American people and even Barack Obama are cooling on this idea of attacking yet another one of Israel's enemies, we can see the Israeli chorus stand up and say, oh, yes, it must be so. We must, meaning you and your kids, must go and attack Iran, so forth and so on. So there's going to be a screaming match, and it'll be a really good litmus test to see which of the candidates and politicians is really concerned with the United States of America and which are simply hired mouthpieces for the government of Israel. And the good news is they're getting so hysterical about trying to sell you this war with Iran that it's really obvious which of them are working for the United States of America and which of them are working for a foreign power. So it's going to intensify quite a bit. Again, the wild card is Netanyahu. What is he going to do? I'm very troubled by this Israeli lobbyist just standing up, you know, at a press conference last Friday and saying, yeah, we need a new Pearl Harbor. They're openly talking about it right now. So, let's see. I certainly hope they don't do the new Pearl Harbor here at the old Pearl Harbor, because I'll have a ringside seat for that blinding white flash. But again, there are really only two possibilities. Actually, there's three possibilities. The third one I don't think is that likely. But the two possibilities are that Israel will have their Dolphin-class submarine, which we know is cruising along the coast of Iran, fire one of their nuclear-tipped cruise missiles, which we know they have, at the American fleet, with the USS Enterprise being the most likely target because it's got name value and it's already used up as a weapon of war anyway. Second possibility is a nuclear bomb set off here in the United States of America. And the third possibility is some kind of a false flag in Israel itself, so that Netanyahu could say, we wouldn't attack ourselves, would we? But that's happened before. That's what Roosevelt did at the first Pearl Harbor. Goad the Japanese into the attack, claim it was a complete surprise, write off the three ships and the thousands of men that were lost as just part of the cost of doing business, and go off to war against the heathen. Remember, any world leader ready to commit to a war is a world leader who's already decided that a couple of million of their own citizens are going to die. And it really doesn't matter if they're in uniform or out of uniform, if it serves the political purpose. And that's basically what's going on here. I think that last possibility is the least likely of the three. I think the attack on the Enterprise is the most likely. But again, in all three cases, common sense has to apply. Why would Iran do something like that? Why would Iran attack Israel? Why would Iran attack the U.S. fleet? Why would Iran set off a nuclear bomb inside the United States of America? Iran is the only player trying to avoid this war. They're not going to do something that hands Israel and the United States the excuse to start the war they've been trying to start for all these years. Iran isn't stupid. They're not going to do that. So with Israel's lobbyists openly talking about a new Pearl Harbor, a new false flag attack, that appears to be Netanyahu's final card. I think that that display at the United Nations where the Israeli envoy stormed out as Ahmadinejad took the podium and nobody followed him, not even the American delegation, that sent a real chilling message to Netanyahu. Now, I think a rational human being would say, all right, I've played this as far as I can play it. I didn't get what I wanted, and I got to go into my own elections in October. Probably I'm going to lose. But Netanyahu isn't being rational. He's not used to failure. He's not used to not getting what he wants. He's very spoiled. Spoiled kids tend to throw a tantrum, in which case they scream to get what they want, and they don't care who gets hurt around them. So BB's the wild card. The Israeli lobbyist is talking about the desirability of a new Pearl Harbor. But again, if there is a gigantic, huge explosion someplace, why would Iran do something so obvious, so overt, so heavy-handed that it would bring on the war they have been trying hard to avoid all this time? And the answer is they wouldn't. It's classic false flag. Committed an atrocity, blame it on a third party. You and him fight over and over and over again here. All righty, getting back to the science news that we were talking about here. We know that we hear in the corporate media the demonization of drugs like heroin and cocaine and meth and all of this other stuff that people use to have a good time. And I'm not saying they're good because they aren't. Well, heroin is basically opium, and that does have legitimate medical use. So does cocaine. Meth was created as a weapon of war, so that one, you know, definitely stay away from. But apparently, according to a new report from Brandeis University, prescription painkillers, the ones your doctors are writing you the notes for and that you buy from the pharmacy, are responsible for more fatal overdoses in the U.S. than heroin and cocaine combined. And so we're back to the situation that the drugs sold by the drug companies are good and the drugs sold by the guy at the end of the alley are bad. They're all bad. But it's all about the money. It's all about protecting profit. The war on drugs in this country is only a war on certain drugs. It's only a war on the competition's drugs. We saw that through Fast and Furious, where the U.S. was arming one favorite drug cartel to crush out its opposition. And we know drugs were coming in the same path that the guns were being smuggled down. It was a repeat of Iran-Contra all over again. Repeat of this whole scandal where guns were being flown from the United States down to Nicaragua to arm the Contras, sort of a continuation of that whole Nicaraguan fighting back and forth, by golly, you'll stay conquered when we conquer you mentality. And it was all being funded with cocaine flying back in. And it was all over Bill Clinton's Arkansas. Vast amounts of money being made. Fast and Furious was just a repeat of the same. They managed to keep the lid on it because they didn't have the equivalent of a Eugene Hassenfuss getting shot down and blowing the whistle on the whole thing. One can only hope. All righty, let's see. More and more concern about chemicals in household goods like plastic packaging and makeup, increasing the risk of miscarriages, Down syndrome, other birth defects. I remember I was at the store the other day with my lady love, and we needed to buy a plastic bottle to put some salad dressing in for this church thing she was going to. And the plastic bag that held these plastic bottles in it had a label right on it: careful, handling this plastic can cause birth defects in women. And it's, why is it even in the store to begin with? What maniac thought this was a good material to make a consumer product about, and apparently after it was found to cause problems, did they take it off the market and change their plastic formula? Heck no, we've got three warehouses full of this stuff. We're going to go on sale. We'll just stick a label on there so that people understand if they buy it, they might get birth defects. It's just amazing. We know that BPA, that they use to line food cans, leaches into the food, that's got problems. We understand that the compound used to bond Teflon to the fry pan, one of the big questions, how do they get the nonstick Teflon to stick to the fry pan? The chemical they use to do that, perfluorinated compounds, linked to low birth weight, future obesity, cancer. They're not being careful. Whatever they can sell, they're selling you, because all they care about is making their money, retiring early, and it's somebody else's problem to clean up. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Oh, yeah.
annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Ben in Alabama. Aloha, Ben. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Not a whole lot, Mike. Back to your story about the bag with the chemicals in it. I gave my mom a blanket. You know, Alabama football is pretty big here in Alabama. So I gave her a blanket that had the Auburn Tigers on it, you know, stuff that my family would love. And she washed it and looked at the tag. And on the tag it says, warning, this blanket contains lead in the dye. Why would you do that? Why would you put lead in the dye for a blanket for someone to cuddle up with? It's crazy. It makes no sense. I mean, it just shows you that they're out peddling the most useless crap that could kill you just so they can make an extra money. Just so they can make
an extra dollar. And they figure as long as there's a warning on it, it's your own fault if you suffer harm. That's, you know, what the lawyers have come up with. Yeah, we can sell all this toxic stuff and these dangerous pharmaceuticals and contaminated products, but as long as we've got a warning sticker on there, then, you know, it's your fault if you bought it and used it. You know, getting back to that plastic that we found in the store here locally, this being Hawaii, we do have a large segment of the population whose English reading skills are not very good. You know, they're Samoan, they're Chinese, you know, first-generation people or second-generation. Their English reading skills aren't very good. And so they're probably they're not even going to look at the label, and they're going to buy this product, and there's going to be birth defects. And all of this is evidence of a government that has abandoned its role of taking care of the American people and being on watch for these corporate abuses. We understand that corporations will always behave in this manner. It is the proper function of government to keep watch and make sure that these corporations are not putting really crappy products out into the marketplace. And again, we saw similar abuses back during the economic crisis of the 1930s, and the corporations justified it back then by saying, we've got to find some way to stay in business, and we're cutting corners, and we're really sorry, but really our highest purpose is to keep in business and keep paying our stockholders. And government was defunded by the economic crash, and so a lot of really bad products were put out there. And we know that sometimes, you know, government is habitually slow at recognizing there's a danger. And I can't think of a better example than those shoe store fluoroscopes that were all the big rage in the 1930s and 1940s. And every shoe store had one. And then starting in the 1950s and 60s, shoe store salesmen all started dying of cancer. And they still didn't get them those fluoroscopes out of the shoe stores until like the 1980s. You could still find them in these out-of-the-way places in the American Midwest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm only 24 years old, Mike, but I remember once upon a time that in order to become a corporation, that corporation had to have the American people's best interest at heart, and that was to become a corporation. Well, what about all these corporations that don't give a flim-flam about anybody other than their bottom line? I mean, shouldn't they be disbanded? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, actually, here's the ironic twist. There is no law that says automatically to form a corporation, you must be looking at the best interest of the American people. As it is set up today, legally, the first obligation of all corporations is to its stockholders, to make them money, and everything else is subordinate to that. And it is, government is supposed to come in and make sure that what they're selling is safe, healthy, not going to kill people, not going to harm them. But again, when government abandons that role, as the FDA did, as the SEC did, as the Minerals Management Service did, when they abandon that role and just sit around surfing internet porn on their taxpayer-funded computers, corporations are going to go on doing these evil things. And again, look at all these big buck commercials for all these new pharmaceuticals where they have that guy with the really fast voice at the very end saying, use of this drug can lead to blah, 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 including death. And they figure as long as that disclaimer is on there, they can sell this stuff and people who die from it don't have a legal recourse.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike, for taking my call. And by the way, since I heard that John's coming on your show, that's the best thing that could have happened to you today. It's like Superman and Batman all in one. It's great. Y'all have a good
one.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks an awful lot there. I wonder which one of us is Batman. All righty. One more story before we hit the commercial break here. The same FDA that is apparently okay with carcinogenic bonding for your nonstick cookware, with gender-bending chemicals in food can liners and household plastic products, the FDA that's really okay with all of that is now on a rant to ban vitamin B6. They want the supplements industry to go away because you can go down to the supplement store and you can buy things that will make you healthy without having to go to a doctor and without giving your money to the giant pharmaceutical corporations. So now they want to ban B6. Now, B6 is available in foods, and you need it for proper nerve function, protein synthesis, regulating your blood sugar. If you're taking B6, you're not going to be as prone to hypoglycemia from that high fructose corn syrup. You need it to produce antibodies and hemoglobin. It's important stuff. And the FDA wants to ban B6. But all these other medications that cause all these health things, you know, and GMO seeds, that's all cool with them. All right, one more phone call real quick here. Steve in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You were talking about Netanyahu having a tantrum and so forth. And I just happen to think that this is like, it's sort of like a cultural thing. A lot of
Jewish gotta finish
people,
up where the where the, where the break music. Okay, I guess we're at the break. I'm sorry, I took the call way too late, but I was trying to squeeze it in before John Stedmiller. We'll be back with John Stedmiller after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And joining us now on the microphone is John Stadmiller, founder of Republic Broadcasting, talk show host, Capo de Tutti Capi, and all those other things. And according to that previous caller, you must be Superman.
No, I am Superman. You are Batman. I don't wear a utility belt.
Ah, okay.
Did anybody ever figure that out? The only guy in the superhero thing is not somebody that has to put something on to become something, then has to actually take something off, like his super outfit with his red cape.
Well, I always favored Batman because he was just a normal guy from here on Earth, and he was just very clever with gadgets. And since I'm not from the planet Krypton, I sort of lean that way. So I'm cool with being Batman.
Sometimes I feel like I'm living on the planet Krypton. I came in today, Michael, and my engineer comes up to me and says, "Hey, we just had a problem." I said, "What?" It was one of our computers that crapped out that carried only archives for the past 3 years. And I said, "And the status?" He said, "I don't know. We got to go buy hard drives, recovery program. We need to see if we can extract it. If not, we got to go to our servers in California, download all that stuff, and then take 3 years and load them back up into a computer." And I'm like, "Well, why did that happen?" "Because we don't have a computer backup for the main computer that stores the archives." "Why do we not?" because we play everything so close to the vest here.
Yes.
Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's a heck of a way to run a railroad when you don't have enough money for the right equipment for the job that you're trying to do. I'll give you an example. The people that listened to Mike Rivero here, right before he introduced me here, did you notice that his voice kind of went, well, that's a bandwidth crunch. He's using Skype from Hawaii. What we need to do is to put in access. That's still voice over IP, Michael, but that is dedicated, and that's 128K. That does not drop, and you'll never get the bandwidth scrunched on that. Those are called access boxes. And we need to buy five of those. We need to buy five of those, and that's about $15,000. Now, aside from the audio scrunching that we can hear, that's going to do something else for us. We can drop the T1 lines that feed the actual satellite uplinks because we can replace them with these boxes, which is double plus good for us because in one studio, that'll save us $18,000 over the next year. And I want people to understand something. Doing radio is not cheap. Running a network with 43 talk show hosts, we only have 10 employees here, 7 of them full-time. I know of other talk show hosts out there that are running their own stuff, and they hire 50 employees. But we're servicing an entire country with 43 different talk show hosts, and we're in a pledge drive to raise a measly $40,000. Now, people react differently, Michael. Some people would say, well, gosh, you guys sell gold and silver. You must be doing really good. Now, all the profits that go off of those goes right back into the network. I haven't had my personal bills paid for in the last month and a half. Okay? So this network comes first. And the listeners come first. The hosts on this network come first before I do. So we're doing this pledge drive. And I just checked with Julie here at the office. $13,500, and that's a ways to go to get to the $40,000 mark. Now, hopefully, this will be the last pledge drive we have to do. Reason being, Michael, is because we're expanding out. You, my friend, we get these access boxes, and I am told that you will be able to go on in Los Angeles. Which is,
well,
yes.
Yeah, I've used the access boxes before. They are very good. They're very reliable, and that's a big factor here because I don't know how it's situated at Republic Broadcasting itself, but I know out here on the island of Oahu, I'm basically using consumer level equipment. And as you're already aware, that's not designed to last. It's not designed to be reliable. They figure you've got nothing better to do than reboot constantly. Comrex Access is very pro-quality equipment. That's why it's so expensive. But once you get onto them, it will be absolutely reliable.
And just as you were speaking, you had a little bandwidth scrunching going on there. So we'll be able to deliver a better audio product. It'll help us produce your show better. And it's funny you should mention off-the-shelf consumer stuff because guess what blew up this morning? A computer, a personal computer that we've had plugged in and running, oh, I don't know, for about 4 or 5 years. Personal computers are made to be turned on and off. They're not made for constant use. If you use them 24/7, you're lucky if you get a couple of years out of them.
That's absolutely true. The whole model of the consumer level computer is that you will upgrade to a new machine or a new laptop every 5 years regular as clockwork. You can get around that if you're buying machines that are specifically designed to be servers. But even then, the reliability of hard drives has gone downhill because the manufacturers of this equipment do not take any liability for your lost data. And they just say, well, just buy a new backup system. And it's always about selling more product. And I remember one time out here, we had a disaster where the hard drive on the main machine went, and we discovered the backup system had also failed at pretty much the same time, and we had lost years and years worth of work. So I feel your pain on that one. It's just always this constant exhortation to buy equipment, to back up, to back up, to back up, to back up. And it never really stops. The rate of failure is just insane in this country, and it's one of the reasons America cannot compete with the rest of the world, is we're constantly maintaining and fixing and patching and so forth, and that just makes it all the more difficult for Republic Broadcasting to carry out its mission, which is at this very critical time in our nation's history, to get the hard news, the facts, and the truth out to the listeners. We don't have big corporate backers. We don't have grants coming in from non-governmental organizations with very dubious allegiances. We are certainly not loved by Wall Street or Israel, and so we are completely dependent on you, the listener, to please help out. And it doesn't have to be a lot. If we could get 1 million listeners to send in $1 each.
We tried that before.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, people go, wait a minute, what's the stamp? 40, 45 cents? I'm going to send them a buck. They don't need my dollar. Well, in truth and fact, I want to read you something here. This just absolutely broke my heart, but this is an indication of how people rely on this network, and they're willing to sacrifice on their end. This woman wrote me, her name is Diane. She says, thank you so much for taking my call today. As I stated to you and your listeners, I do not have a job, no source of income, do not receive any form of government help. 51% of the people in this country do, folks. Have lost my home and only have the clothes which I have had for years, maybe one suitcase full, if that. Thanks to the generous support of a very dear friend, I have a place to stay and food in my stomach. If he hadn't blessed me with his love, I would be on the street. I'm currently in Chapter 7. I'm sending you this small contribution so you can add it to the others. Your show woke me up recently by accident. I always intend to wake people. That's never an accident. Whenever I can, I listen. I sincerely wish I had more to give, but I don't have anything left. Nothing to sell. Once again, I appreciate everything that you do and the people who have woken up, and for those who are in the process, respectively. Diane, P.S., sorry, my donation is so small, but it's the only money I have left. This woman sent me six $1 bills in an envelope. That was all the money that she had.
You know, that's one of the most touching things that I've seen time and time again is the people who've got the money don't care if the truth gets out there. But the Americans who know how important this is, even though they don't have it, they're just sending what they can. And they can't even afford it. They're probably shorting something else and missing a meal or something so they can send in that donation. They recognize how important it is right now that we get the wheels off this railroad train rushing to a new global war. And I can't, there is nothing more important right now than stopping this rush to a new war that's only existing to make the bankers even richer. And that's why all of you listening to this show, whatever you can send in, every little tiny bit is going to help. You don't even have to buy a stamp. You can go through the PayPal link at republicbroadcasting.org. But every little tiny bit is going to help. For want of a nail, the kingdom fell. For want of a dollar, Republic Broadcasting could fall. So that's kind of where we are.
You know, and they can do this in a number of different ways. They can go to republicbroadcasting.org. Right at the top of the page is the PayPal donate button. Some people don't like doing that. We understand. Get out the old envelope and just drop us a line here with your donation. RBN, that's all you have to put on the envelope. RBN 2251 Double Creek, that's two words, Double Creek Drive, number 302. Round Rock, again, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or they can call us right now, 800-724-2719. If you are going to make a pledge, let us know. If you're going to send it in by mail, that's fine. Let us know what it's going to be. Crystal, do me a favor, reverse this out of here so I don't have this phone going off in my ear.
They're calling in to donate.
Yeah. At any rate, several different ways. 4112 or 4122. I'm sorry. There we go. It went away. So this is important, folks. Also, and this has been confusing to some people, Michael, and it needs to be explained, because a whole lot of people are shortly going to get a big shot of Michael Rivero, because we're opening up shortwave. Now, how did we do that? Wait a minute. You're doing a pledge drive and you're going on shortwave? Isn't that expensive? Oh, well, it would be. We're going 24/7, night and day, on WWCR. Well, how are we able to do that? Because a sponsor is going to sponsor the time by themselves because they believe in what we're doing. We could have not pulled any money out of the coffers to pay for that. We're expanding any which way we can. And, folks, we're here for you. there are very few other options. Michael, it always amazed me. You were on a network at one time, GCN.
Yes, a long, long time ago. I was talking about that earlier in the show today and how much happier I am here to be at RBN.
Well, I appreciate that because we're here to do one thing and one thing only. We don't have duplicate programs. We don't do reruns ad nauseum. We have two satellites, two different lineups. They're not completely full yet, but they will be. But we're running everything clean and mean. If you look at what other people are doing, they'll have four or five satellites and all these repeats going on all the other satellites. We don't do that. We maximize everything that we use. And folks, I'm telling you, you send us a donation, and please, some of you have the ability. And I'm going to make a suggestion to you. The last time I did a pledge drive, a woman asked me, she says, well, how much are you short? I said, $8,500. We did maybe two pledge drives a year. I'm going to try to make this one the last one. We've got to do some updates. We've got to get some equipment into place. With more and more exposure to the network, more advertising, more product sales, numbers is the game, folks. Just not for selling advertising, for putting the message out for Republic Broadcasting. This woman sent me $8,500 worth of gold. There have been people out there, Michael, that we sold them gold, yesteryear, that bought it at $400 or $500. And what's it worth now? $1,600, $1,700? Well, why don't you take one of those little coins and send them over to us? We'll put it to good use. Somebody else had a suggestion. A woman called in one day, and she is on a fixed income, but she's sending us $1,000. She says, don't you have a piano there that when the kids left, nobody ever plays it anymore? You know, go up to Craigslist, post it. Remember that pool table that nobody ever uses and collecting dust, and you got junk piled 3 foot high on it? Clean it off, put it on Craigslist, sell it, give the money to RBN. Folks, anything that you can do so we can keep expanding and waking other people up, because this is what I'm afraid is going to happen. If we don't start reaching enough people, and we're not conspiracy theorists over here, folks. We just take the conspiracy fact that's been handed us. We vet it, verify it, and then we start talking to you about it. The reason being, we only have one go-round and one shot at preserving this country. To restore the republic, not the democracy from which it stands. Oh, God. If I hear one more politician in Washington, D.C. refer to this country as a democracy, evidently they think that people don't know the history of this country, Michael. That was one of the things that they considered, the founders, saying, well, you know, what kind of government? Should it be a fiefdom? Should I be king? Should George Washington be king? Should it be a democracy? No. A representative republic. And then we had the Constitution. Boy, we proved to the world this system of government works without governmental interference. How far, Michael, would you say we're from the Constitution right now?
Oh, we're almost diametrically opposed to it. Ever since we allowed private bankers to take control of the nation's economy, it's been downhill ever since. Endless wars, endless poverty, hunger for the American people. And we're really at the breaking point. This is our last chance to try and head off this rush toward a fascist new world order. And that's why we need all of your help right now, those of you listening to the show. And besides which, I'd like to prove that the What Really Happened audience is going to help out more than the audience for those other talk show hosts. So come on, guys, and start getting those donations in there. And, yeah, we're going to say anything that we can to motivate you to help us out because we need that help. And again, nobody out here is getting rich. We're all just barely hanging on. We're dealing with equipment that came from the store, defective, buggy, falling apart. I've been through like three mixers here in the last year because they act like they're made out of compressed rust. And so, yeah, we need the help, really.
Yeah, and we do, folks. And again, you may know me. You may have met me. You might know me personally. You might have listened to me for 20 years on the air. I don't get up and I don't overblow things and I don't overplay them. If anything, I have a tendency to play down a little bit. But I'm serious. We need that $40,000. We've got $12,500 right now. We need the $40,000 to make the changes that we need to make and get rid of the stuff that's been put together with spit and chewing gum, because the spit evaporated a long time ago and the chewing gum is as hard as a rock. Okay, so we need your help. Go to the site, republicbroadcasting.org, PayPal button at the top, or call us here at the network, 800-724-2719, and just hit zero when you're prompted, and it'll take you to the next available person, or surprise us. Send us a big anonymous gift through the mail. If you want to stay anonymous, fine. Send it to RBN 2251, Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And Michael, Batman, I'm going to tell you something. You
yes.
are the biggest, people respond to you by way of these donations. You're the second biggest reason why we're getting donations now. I'm the first. But thank you very much, Mike Rivera, for who you are and what you do. I know the audience wants to keep hearing your voice, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for having me on your network. We got to take a quick break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to sort of follow up again on this issue of supporting Republic Broadcasting. Because as John indicated, nobody who's involved with Republic Broadcasting got into this thinking they were ever going to make a lot of money or become incredibly famous. We're here basically to restore the Republic, to head off this world war, to try and just derail this rush to solve the nation's economic woes with a new global war. And John and I have in our own various ways been doing this for 20 years. I think John's got a few years on me, but we don't talk about those small little details. And as John said, we're living right on the edge, and we're one disaster away from, like, you know, being homeless. I mean, it's always just barely getting by. After a while, it becomes a lifestyle. And longtime listeners know that I really hate to ask for money. I'm very uncomfortable with it, mostly because I understand that most of you listening to this show are in similar dire financial straits. Economists are now agreeing this is the worst economic crisis in the nation's history, far worse than the Depression of the 1930s. And so you need to know that when we do ask, it is because we need it. We're not going out to buy a new Bugatti Veyron or anything like that. We're not trying to shower ourselves with wealth and luxury. If we wanted to do that, we'd be over at Wall Street helping the other guys. We're here doing what we do. We let everything else go. I don't even do film and TV work anymore because of this tremendous urgency to change the future course of this nation away from this push for a new global war to solve Wall Street's woes. We're enslaved to a banking system that creates more debt than money. To hold us slaves, I seek freedom. Republic Broadcasting is trying to get the word out to all of America. They are slaves to this corrupted banking system. And again, as John says, we need your help to get this message out more. We need to reach a lot more people. And as I said, we wouldn't ask if we didn't need it, because we know you're all in serious financial conditions yourself. I remember still to this very day, this call I got from this woman, Patricia, who was homeless, and she was calling the toll-free number from a phone at a community center where they were letting the homeless use the showers. And she was calling in to voice her support for what we're doing. And I know a lot of our listeners are just like that. They're just barely getting by themselves. So if there's anything that you can do to help out Republic Broadcasting, not what really happened, go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that PayPal button. Anything that you can send in is going to help get the word out. We have a chance to literally grab hold of history ourselves and change it just a little tiny bit for the better. Because unfortunately, the opposition, corporate media, Wall Street, Israel, they're all convinced a new bloody war is going to solve all of their problems. And we know that's not going to be true. It'll just distract from them. And so Republic Broadcasting and all of our on-air hosts and all of our people who are working in the control room are here because we are dedicated to saving this nation from a war that we ultimately will lose. And on that note, I'm going to let you go. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, help out Republic Broadcasting all that you can. Be skeptical. Share what you know with everybody that you know. Call your local radio stations and tell them to please carry our programming. And aloha, America.
It's true.